B'tochen for Life, Shir number 197, Thursday, Parshas Bereishis. We are discussing tikva, the importance of feeling hope, and we mention that even when a person does his shtadlus, we have to realize that our hope is only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's elaborate what this means, that a person has hope only in Hashem. We find something very interesting in davening. When we talk about V'lam al-Shinim, when we talk about people that give over fellow Yidden to Goyim, the bracha says, V'la malshinim al tehi sikva. People that are being malshin, they shouldn't have any hope. Now that's an interesting term to refer to someone that's a malshin. Chazal speak with the harshest terms about a malshin. So why is this what we are focusing on? We say that a malshin shouldn't have any hope. There's a very important lesson over here which teaches us what's the point of hope and why it is so important. It is imperative that even when we do hishtadlus, we only turn our hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what's a malshin? A malshin is a person that wants to get his way, and therefore he goes out of the normal boundaries, so to speak, and he brings in others that he should not bring in, and that is what we call, in a certain sense, excessive hishtadlus. Yes, there are other parts to malshinus, but that's not what we are discussing now. But in the context that we are referring to, the reason why a person is malshin is because he has to get his way, and he's willing to step out of bounds to get the way he wants to get. That means that a person's tikva is not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you trust in Hashem, if your hope is in Hashem's salvation, and you realize that you're only going through the motions, which what Hishtadlus really is, then you will never turn and go out of bounds. Because it's pointless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the outcome. But this individual does not fully internalize that, and therefore he puts his hope in others, in the government, in other avenues that he's using to try to get somebody into trouble. That's why we isolate him and we say, V'la malshinim al tehi sikva. He should not have his hope fulfilled, because ultimately that's what's driving him. What's driving him is that his hope is not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his hope is in another area. And we daven that he should not have his hope fulfilled. What he wants should not be fulfilled. Now we see from here that a person's hope defines who he is and controls his actions. When we hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our actions mirror that. And that is the importance of tikva. No matter what your hishtadlus is, no matter what kind of research you did and you decided that this is the proper hishtadlus, but our hope is not in the hishtadlus that we are doing. We are defined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our hope is in Hashem. And one of our listeners pointed out that it is especially challenging nowadays when there's a Hester Panim and we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the open. But if a person puts his hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will see Yeshuas. If he realizes that his Ishtadlus does nothing, the mask, the doctors, anything that a person does absolutely nothing, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that takes care of the outcome, then you will see tikva, then you will see hope, then you will see Yeshuas. Your tikva defines where your allegiance is. And if you pledge allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will bring you Yeshuas.